Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
Yeah, okay, we're good. What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today we have a special guest in the building. Today we have a special guest, and I want to go ahead and introduce Miss L. Ross. She is not only the best-selling author of The Blueprint, as well as she is a fitness, branding, and lifestyle coach. Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast, ma'am. How are you?
Good. I'm doing amazing. I'm such an honor to be here today.
Yeah, definitely glad to have you on. So I was doing some research. I know we've been connected for a while. I don't know how long we've been connected, like on Instagram and stuff like that. But then I started actually like listening to one of the interviews, and you were just talking about some of your story. Where did this journey all begin?
Okay.
Yeah, where did this journey all begin?
So I would say the journey officially started back in early 2016.
Okay.
Where I wasn't living like the best lifestyle. Like, if you see me now today, like, you probably would never guess that I was once 40 pounds heavier. And I was a heavy drinker, and I partook in drugs, and an avid partier as well.
Okay.
So that lifestyle that I was living was the catalyst to wanting me to transform my life. But the biggest point was me going to the doctor and the doctor informing me that I was pre-diabetic. And when I found out that I was on the verge of diabetes based off the lifestyle I was living, I knew that I didn't want that. So I made a commitment to transform my life and create healthier habits.
Okay.
That led to where I'm at today.
So it was you going to the doctor, and then at that point, that was when you're like, okay, a shift needs to happen.
A shift needs to happen. But it wasn't until the doctor. If I didn't go to the doctor, I don't think I would have took initiative.
So take us back to like you being in that, I guess you being in that room. I know the doctor's rooms at the hospital is cold. You know, she has a conversation and they tell you, like, what was the first thing that happened in your mind? Was it, I need to change something? Or was it, let me start thinking about what am I eliminating?
No, it was, I was already not very happy.
Okay.
So in regards to, I was thinking to myself, where is my life headed? What is it that I want? And the doctor did ask about my drinking, you know, do you drink? And I was like, oh, socially.
Here and there, maybe.
Which was really a lie.
Okay.
I was drinking every day. So, and then I asked her, you know, lying to her, I asked her, could this cause, you know, you to get diabetes? And she's like, yeah, because the sugar and the alcohol, it's straight sugar. So it increases your A1, I think it's A1C1 levels. And in the glucose and everything like that. And so when she told me that, it made sense why my levels were higher.
Okay.
Because of the amount of alcohol I was consuming, but then also I wasn't eating healthy, fast food, fried foods, and no exercise.
Okay. And then we talked a little bit offline, but you told me you're from Seattle, and I know it rains a lot in Seattle.
Rains a lot, but actually it rains more here in Atlanta.
It rains more than Seattle?
Yes.
No way.
So in Seattle, you guys, it's drizzly, it's cloudy, and such like that, and it might have a drizzle most of the year. But here, it pours. So if you measure like the level of inches in rain, it actually rains more in Atlanta.
Fun fact. I'll take that with me. Because thinking about, like, when I think about Seattle and I don't know if there's a correlation or not with the weather and like the doom and gloom and.
Well, that is true.
Okay.
There is like a gloominess to Seattle. I feel like, hence like Nirvana, and Kurt Cobain, like that music, that grunge music. I feel like that's how it was developed. That's just my opinion. I don't know if that's true, so don't quote me.
Okay.
But but at the same time, when it's sunny, it's absolutely beautiful and gorgeous. Like, there's water, it's great outdoors, hiking, and all that. So do I have a passion to live back there? No. But when I go back during the summertime, it is absolutely gorgeous.
Okay. Okay. I put that on my list. I put that on my list of places to visit. So talk about you going from where you were to now where you are and why you're so passionate about fitness and like how did this come about? Because, you know, you making the change for yourself is one piece, which I think, you know, really makes sense because like, okay, well, I need to get this together if I want to live, mm-hmm. if I enjoy living, then mm-hmm. something needs to change. But now you're helping other people. Talk about that.
So the passion really came from, I'm going to go back a little bit too.
Okay.
So when I was in that dark place, I call it a dark place because I wasn't really loving myself. I also was in such a dark place that I tried to take my life. Mm. And I think that comes from not being aware of yourself and not being being grateful for what you have, life. And, you know, we're only gifted one life and we only have this one body to take us through. And a lot of the diseases, and I've had family members who are diabetic or, you know, extremely overweight, and they're in and out of the hospital and like medical expenses. And all of it is preventable based off of the life that you choose to live and the choices that you make. So with me being unhappy in that state and then trying to take my life and not leaving this earth, I felt like that was also God, you know, you're here for a reason. I kept you here for a reason. And you have a bigger purpose to reach out to those who might be in that place themselves, and especially when it comes to health. So just wanting to educate people that it is possible, because when I was at that point when I was heavier, I did sometimes think, am I ever going to drop this weight? Am I ever going to be happy? Am I ever going to find love? All those questions go through your head, and then you have to like reshift and think positively. So it took daily habits of treating myself good, speaking good to myself. And then exercising was really big for me. Exercising in the gym, like releasing toxins, but then also increasing my endorphin levels.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that, especially in the morning, I know not everyone can work out in the morning, but even if you just take 5 minutes to like stretch, breathe, take some deep breaths, and think 10 things you're grateful for, that's what I've started doing. Your whole morning and day can completely shift to a better direction than when you wake up and you're just out of it.
You said 10 things that you're grateful for. So do you write them down or do you
Yes, I write them down.
Okay.
Yeah, write them down. It could just be something small like, I'm thankful for the trees. I'm thankful to be alive. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for the clothes on my back. Just anything. So okay. I'm thankful for running water.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. that's something yeah. that easily can be taken for granted with us. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things, if we're not careful, that we easily can take things for granted. That's one thing I need to start doing it, and I'm going to start back doing it now just because we're having this conversation. But I used to write down three things right before I went to bed at night. I would write down three things that I was grateful for. And it's amazing that, one, you're still thinking, so it just challenges your mind and your brain to expand. But even outside of that, you really find greatness in the smallest things. The things that might be so minute. You're like, wait a minute. Well, oh, wow. And then it makes you appreciate people even more and relationships even more, because a lot of people don't have, you know, those circle of friends that everybody else has access to at times. So, but yeah, I think that's pretty amazing. So talk to us a little bit just about, I would say, what was the biggest challenge as you were going through this, as you were going through your journey? Like what's been the biggest challenge so far?
I think the biggest challenge in the beginning was staying consistent in the beginning.
Okay.
Before I started, like, I kind of went cold turkey on everything. So I just stopped drinking. I stopped hanging out with all those friends. I really try to commit to 30 minutes of a day to exercise and morning meditation. And it's not easy if it's not naturally a habit. So waking up and then meditation, you know, can be in the form of like sitting down, or it can be in the form of like moving meditation where you're just thinking positively. But I force myself to like sit in silence for like 10, 15 minutes. And at first, yes, it's not easy. But at first, you're not the whole goal of meditation is to like just be present, to be still, to try not to think. And in those moments, you start thinking about like what you need to get done, or maybe thinking about yesterday, or maybe thinking those not good thoughts. And then being aware of those thoughts and taking the time to just like then start focusing on your breath. So I would start just only focusing on my breathing, like when I breathe in, when I breathe out, closing my eyes. And then like my brother is the one who got me into meditation. Mm-hmm. And as you breathe in, it's like you say, I think it's like so, and then there's like making those sounds, and then it just relaxes you. And so that was a challenge in the beginning because it wasn't a habit. Even the fitness, it wasn't a habit. Sometimes you wake up and you don't want to work out. But then I remembered like my reasoning for wanting to work out is to get healthier. And then over time it became a habit.
What would you say to somebody who's in the position where they're like, I know something needs to change, but they're not motivated? Like, what would you say to that person?
The motivating factor has to come from, okay, so you know something needs to change. First, you figure, okay, what is it that needs to change? And then why? Why is the big purpose? So for me, I didn't want to have diabetes. And I just didn't want that. And so that was like my motivating factor to like get my levels below the risk factor.
Makes sense. Yeah.
And so if you don't have a big enough why or reasoning, then you might not be as motivated, but you have to think of like the long term. So I feel like in today's world, we want something now, especially a lot of my clients are like, it's been a week and I don't see any changes. And I was like, it's only been a week. You have to give it, we have to give it like 30 days to 60 days. So keep at it. Cause it's like those small little changes compounded over time is where you see the biggest results.
I mean, I definitely can see that being difficult because we have, you know, we have fast food, we have drive-throughs, we have minute, right? Like all these things, 8-minute abs, you know?
Yeah. And that's another thing too. Like everything is from like, you know, 21 days and this, and it's those gimmicks that get people in like, oh my gosh, in 21 days I can have abs. Like, no, not really think. But I mean, you can lean out, but I believe in consistency and time. Like consistency plus time will give you results.
And one thing I've realized with consistency and time is that eventually it helps you create that discipline.
Yes.
Yeah. And when we're talking about time, I can't help but just to segue into your book, because it's 90 days.
Yes.
90 and days. You're talking about shifting mindsets. Talk about that. Like what is so beneficial about your book, and why should people be like, yes?
So my book is not just a book that you read at the end of each chapter. It's actionable steps. So it's 12 chapters, 12 weeks, 90 days. And the goal is each chapter you focus on that for the week. So the first one is mindset, being mindfulness and meditation. So getting in tune with yourself every morning. And it doesn't have to be, you know, sitting in silence. I talk about the different types of meditation. Oh, the being gratitude, journaling, goal setting, and then setting like your daily routine for the day. Some people, they wake up and like they're in the hustle and bustle and they don't have any routine at all. They just wake up, hit the snooze button. Yeah. Then they're rushing to work. Then they're stressed out. But if you have a routine, okay, these are some of the big tasks I need to get done, and then get them done and out the way, you feel so much more accomplished when you've already completed something. Like you've won. Even like making your bed. Some people don't make their bed, but making your bed in the morning, that's a win.
It makes a difference. It really makes a difference. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so each chapter I go into like meal prepping. So eating healthy, because that was a part of my journey. Nutrition is key for your energy, but also for your health. Making time for exercise.
Okay. Hold on. talk for a second about meal prepping. And when did this even become a thing?
Well, meal prepping, I put meal prepping in there because that helped me a lot.
Okay.
Versus going, when you don't meal prep and you don't have anything prepared, you're on the go. So you're hungry, whatever's there. So McDonald's is there, I'm going to go get McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Or Starbucks, and I'm going to get this coffee. But if you meal prep, it's already ready. You just grab your meals, take them to go. You know exactly what you're putting in your body. You don't have to think about it. It saves money versus eating out at breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's expensive also. Yes, that's really expensive.
It's expensive. So saves you money. And yes, it might take time, like one day out of the week, but then the rest of the week it's done.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Meal prep. I mean, I see it and I understand.
But it's not hard at all. People think it's hard, but it's not hard at all. It's very simple. And I teach my clients how to make it simple. I talk about it in my book. And I try to talk about it on social media every week when I'm meal prepping. Like, look, you guys, it's so simple. Vegetables, super fast, like less than 10 minutes. If you're eating fish, 10 to 15 minutes. And then when you cook in bulk, you just prepare it. And again, it's ready to go.
Okay. Meal prepping made easy.
Yeah, okay. Meal prepping made easy. I have a whole guide.
Oh man, okay. Meal prepping made easy, and like I've seen you on social media with all these workouts. How do you come up with some of this stuff? Like, I mean, I've watched and I'm like, what is going on?
Now that I've been doing it for so long, now I understand the body more. Now that I understand the body, I know like certain moves work this muscle group, and then compound movements help you burn more calories and more fat and work the total body. And then also you'll continue to burn calories throughout the day when you do total body exercises. So through trial and error over time and experience, that's how I have been able to come up with all that.
Got it. Yeah. And then one of the other interviews you were talking about, like you said, I believe you said something about like shocking your muscles. Like you said, you work out a different muscle or something like that. And I don't know, because, okay, so for me going into the gym, I was a student athlete in college. So, I mean, I have a general understanding of like what workouts do what. But then there's some days I come in and I'm like, I'm not sure what I want to do. And I'll start and I'm like, ah. So do you have a routine
when you get into the gym? So I create a routine when I started, where it's like on this day I work legs, then I work, you know, shoulders and triceps, then I might do cardio, then I work back and biceps, then I do legs. And it's like the similar cycle. Mm-hmm. And so you don't want to work the same muscle group every day. You want to give the muscles at least 24 hours to recover, to rebuild, so that way they get stronger. Because you don't want to overwork them, because then you can get injured.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So really quick, just share with people where they can find you on social media so they can just connect with you. Share.
So on social media, it's The L Ross, TheLLeRoss. And that's on all social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. And that's also my website, TheLRoss.com. And you can find meal plans there. And within my social media, there's a link where you can get your free nutrition 101 guide, where I go over meal prepping made easy. And you can get a chance to get a customized meal plan as well.
Oh, I put that down in the show notes. Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of goodies. And then you have some stuff on YouTube also.
Yes, I have some stuff on YouTube, and I'm working to build that up more.
Okay, so. Yeah. So, and what's your YouTube?
YouTube is The L Ross.
Oh, that's easy. Yeah. Okay. So I'm just curious to hear from you, like, we went from, okay, yeah, I'll go here with it. So we touched on mindset. You talk about mindset in your book. Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious if you can just unpack talking about your mindset when you said you were at that point almost to where you almost wanted to take your own life. Mm-hmm. And then now you having the mindset of like, before you go out and work out in the gym, like just unpack that a little bit for us.
So my mindset now is always toward growth. Mm-hmm. And always trying to learn more about myself and making improvements. So, and then trying to stay present in the moment, not think about what has to get done or what didn't get done, being present in that moment, being aware, and then maintaining a positive outlook and attitude despite what kind of circumstances might happen. And so when I'm working out in the gym, that feeling of like pumping iron. This might be so drunk to say, but it's like that feeling stronger and pushing through the pain or the discomfort. And then I think that also relates to life, pushing through those reps when you're sitting down working on a project and you don't understand and it's challenging. but coming up with creative ways to figure it out. So maybe if like this angle of a bicep curl isn't working, maybe I switch it to this way or this way, and it works a different part of the muscle. Same with like if you're working on something, you're working on a project and it's not working out how you want to, instead of like giving up, just find a different strategy to go a different way.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, adjustments. I'm learning more and more. Adjustments are so pivotal. But adjustments take time.
It just does take time. And having that I can do this, and telling yourself I can do this is really key too. Because you have to be your biggest motivator when it comes to anything that you're doing. Yes, you can have a coach. Yes, you can have a trainer. You can have a mentor. But at the end of the day, you have to put the work in. So you have to constantly tell yourself, like, I can do this, I got this. And once you fully commit, just even if you might not feel like it, just go and do it. Because then once it's done, you'll feel so much better.
And there's also going to be a point in time when all those individuals are not there. Coach, yes. Significant other, mom, dad, fill in the blank with whomever, whatever. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a point where they're nowhere to be found. And then it's just you in your mind. Yeah, so you have to work it out and you have to make it happen.
Yeah.
Okay. So now I want to transition into this segment I like to call five words. Okay. And this is when I give you, the guest, the opportunity to describe yourself in five words. So please, have at it.
Okay. Loving, ambitious, fearless, courageous, giving, and I don't even remember all the words I just said. I don't want to repeat one. and I wanted to say like a strong fighter. I don't know if that's
You cheated. Six words.
Fighter.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Fighter. I think my mind goes to boxing, so. I recently took up boxing over the past year, and I love it. So, and I think, I mean, it's obviously gym life, but when you're boxing, you have to really push through and give extra effort when you want to give up, when you're like at your like peak where you just want to like, you're breathing really hard and it's like another round and you have to like give that last percent that you have. I feel like that relates to life in general.
That's very true, because I was taking boxing not long ago, and the workouts they make you do, like your arms, you're like, they're dead. And it's not like dead from lifting, it's just dead from just
the stamina. Exertion.
You're like, I'm tired. And then they have you do these weird things like, oh, stretch your arms out, raise them up, push them down, raise them up, push them down. And it's like, oh no, I'm tired. But it's just, that's one thing I can appreciate about working out. It's the ultimate mindset challenge. It's when the mindset mixes with, I guess, the physicality, and you're like, where are you really at in your mind?
Yeah. I feel like that's what we have to do every day. It's like a constant fight and battle within the mind, and you have to choose. I think you ever heard that analogy, like the wolf, whatever wolf you feed,
Yeah.
So you have the ambitious wolf that's the fighter, then you have the wolf that's like just gonna like give up, you know, or I can't do it. So you want to feed the I can wolf.
That's good. And I think that's one thing that we have to be honest and acknowledge within ourselves, that we all have both within us. It just depends on which one we feel like feed. We wake up in the morning, we don't want to make the bed. That's not the ambitious wolf.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And then how our day ends is how it'll basically end, how it started. So if we started off strong and we just kept pushing through and kept riding off that momentum and kept riding off that energy, then we see it, you know.
Yeah.
Just continue to get that momentum.
Exactly. And even then, I want to touch on this. And even then, sometimes you might wake up and you don't have that energy, or maybe you got an argument with your spouse or your children, or something happened where you just threw off your morning. You have to be strong enough to switch the shift and not let that overcome your day. And then for me, I will just think of like multiple positive things, being grateful, and again, maintaining that positive I can attitude. And sometimes talking to a loved one.
Mm-hmm. That is good. That is good. Unless the loved one brings you down. Because there's a point. I'm sure that within your journey, there was a point when you either said you were going to do, you're going to make this transformation, or to the point when you began just to shift some actions, or you were telling people, oh, no, I'm not going out tonight. Or if you had that drinking buddy and then you were their only drinking buddy. And they're like, hey, we're going out to the bar. Are you coming? And you're like, no, not tonight. Like, well, why are you doing that anyway?
Oh, no, that happened. When I first started, I'd lost a lot of friends because I was saying no to going out. And I knew at that point I was strong enough to go out and not have a drink.
Mm.
So I chose not to go. And so I found myself very alone in my transition for the first couple months. I felt very alone.
How'd you get out of that? Or what did you tell yourself?
I just told myself why I was doing this. Like, this is for the betterment of you.
Mm.
So those friends, you don't need them. They're not your friends.
Hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I think that's just the brutal reality, mm-hmm. that as we, you know, as we, is the word ascend, mm-hmm. Throughout our lives, it just comes to the point of, everybody's not going to come with you.
No, not everyone's going to come with you. And you have to be okay with that. Because some people want to hold on to those, oh, I've known them my whole life. But if they're like toxic and bringing you down, you might just need to cut the ties. Or just disassociate a little bit. Associate a little less.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. So now I want to transition into this segment that I like to call This or That.
Okay.
So I like to have a little bit of fun. Can't do all work, no play. A little bit of fun. And now this is just where it's rapid fire. And then I ask you a question. For instance, I say, Coke or Pepsi? And then you say,
Pepsi.
Okay.
Sorry, Coke.
Exactly. So it's pretty straightforward. It's pretty simple.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Okay.
Summer or fall?
Summer.
Beaches or mountains?
Beach.
Hot tub or the pool?
Ooh, hot tub.
Oh. Chicken or fish?
Fish.
Are you vegan? Or?
I'm pescatarian, plant-based.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so okay. Plant-based pescatarian is what I call myself.
Oh, okay. So you didn't want to go the whole vegan route?
I did, actually.
Really?
I did. I was vegan for a year, but I love seafood. So I was like,
okay,
fair
enough.
I started eating fish again.
Okay. Chick-fil-A or Raising Cane's?
What's the second one?
Raising Cane's?
I've never been there.
They don't have Raising Cane's in Georgia?
I don't think so. What is that?
Really?
What is it?
Oh, wow. Okay, so Raising Cane's is, they're known for making chicken fingers. They were, I believe it started in Louisiana.
Okay.
At LSU, but they're really known for the sauce that they have, like the dipping sauce that they use.
Oh, so I've never been there, so I would have to choose Chick-fil-A.
Oh, wow. Or Chick-fil-A or Zaxby's?
Oh, I would say Zaxby's. When I ate chicken, I did like Zaxby's salads.
Okay. Home cooking, ain't cooking?
Home cooking.
Ain't cooking.
Oh, home cooking.
Okay.
Home cooking.
Okay, last one. Work hard, play hard.
Work hard.
Okay.
Yes, work hard.
You said, huh? That's so funny. Okay. Oh, God. Okay, that concludes this or that. So funny. Okay, so now we're going to transition to the winner's circle of the week.
Okay. And
this is where you have the opportunity to acknowledge somebody that you know is out here working hard. They're just putting forth a lot of effort. They're really getting after it. But you don't feel that they've gotten the just do or the pat on the back or the you can, yeah. You will, you must. So who is this individual that you would like to recognize for the winner's circle of the week?
I want to recognize, her name is Sharana Patrice. Her hashtag handle is @SharanaPatrice. She is one of my clients, but she's also a health coach, and she's really amazing. And I see her, she's consistently coming to our sessions. She's doing all the work. And then also like in her business, you know, as a health coach and trainer with my clients, you also kind of become almost like a therapist or,
mm-hmm. I can
know,
see that.
Because they tell you everything. And so and she shares with me, you know, her journeys, her struggles, what she's going through, what she's trying to get out there and put out forth in the universe. And I see her constantly, like, she used to never do any videos. And I was like, you have to do more videos. And she's starting doing videos more every week. She's starting to put herself more out there. She has these quotes of the week that are really good. And she gives you really great content when it comes to just health in general. And when it comes to mindset, habits, like, she's good at that too. And so that's her area of expertise. Okay. And so I just want to let you know, Sharana, that you're killing it. Continue to do what you're doing. And I see you, and your, you know, success is only going to grow, and it's around the corner.
Awesome. Well, so can you just spell out her name?
So Sharana is Sharona. So Sharon with an A, and then Patrice, Patrice. And that's it.
Okay. Yeah. We'll have her information down in the show notes as well. That's okay. That's good. That's good. Because I think the quote of the week, I think that's always big, because I think everybody.
Yeah, she does one every Tuesday. Every Tuesday, she has a quick tip Tuesday with a quote, and then she also does a video.
So, with you saying that and just how you set that up, like with the quick tip Tuesday for her, that makes me think of branding. What would be one branding tip that you would give to somebody who doesn't have somebody who has an Instagram, but they're like, yeah, I want to start my business?
Well, in regards to branding, first you want to identify like who you are. What is it that you want to specialize in, and who do you want to reach out to? So you have to figure out like what's your why and what's your purpose for and mission for wanting to create this brand of yours. And then who are you going to target? It's not everyone. Not everyone's going to need your services. So who's your specific client? And that's going to be the foundation of building your brand. And then once you do that, constantly putting that out there every single day.
Nice. You hit us with a double dip on that one. hit us with a double dip. Yeah. Okay. Now I just want to give you the opportunity just to leave something with the people. What would be just a final thought that you would have just to share? Because like I shared with you before, that here we're all about tangible application, encouraging people, but mainly giving something to people to where they can take it, they can utilize it, and ultimately they can grow. So what would be your final thought for the people?
My final thought for the people would be an action step. So whatever goals you have that you want to accomplish, write down the top three for the next 30 days. And then break down those top three into another three. So you have, and like the actionable steps. So I'm just gonna go to health because that's my go-to for everything. If you're wanting to eat better, okay, go through your kitchen and first find out, okay, you wanna eat better, what are the foods that you need to eat? And then make it your mission to go to the grocery store and get those and raid your cabinet. If you're wanting to start exercising, make it your mission to wake up every day and maybe just stretch for 5 minutes. If you're wanting to think better, make it your mission to write down 10 things that you're grateful for every morning. So, and actually do that every day. So three goals with three action steps that you implement 1 week at a time throughout the month.
Wow, that was like a lightning coaching session. that's really good. I really like that, because when you write things down, statistics show that you're more inclined to ultimately achieve that goal, that dream, whatever that thing might be. And lastly, just share with the people where they can find you one more time, just to make sure if anybody missed anything.
So you can find me at thelross.com. as well as at VL Ross on all social media handles, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn. It's going to be the L Ross, TheElLeross.
Excellent. So we're going to go ahead and log out here with the L Ross. She is the best-selling author of The Blueprint. She's also a fitness, branding, and lifestyle coach. And this is Jonathan Jones, TEDx speaker and bestselling author, signing out, but reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?